Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. My name is Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And today I want to talk about this belief that some people have. I don't have the willpower to change my eating habits, okay? And to that, I say, then it's not that important to you to do. And then don't worry about it. Honestly, don't worry about it. The only reason I changed my eating habits is because I literally saw before me my grandmother suffer through type 2 diabetes, having to get pricked all the time. I remember, and she was constantly in the hospital. I remember one time, I'll never forget, like these stories, these images run through my head as if they were yesterday. I remember one time she went in the hospital and we came in to see her. She had been there, I don't know if it was overnight or for a few hours or whatever. And we get in and her arm, the nurse had put IV in her arm and they didn't, whatever they did, it either slipped out or they didn't bother to stay there and watch, whatever. But by the time we came, my grandma's arm was swollen like this, right? And it had me so angry, like beyond. I was pissed off. I'm like, if this was their grandmother, they would have stayed to make sure that they did this properly. I was very much upset. But, you know, what can you do? This was the life that she was in because of where she was, and we were doing the best we could with the information we had, which is why I share this information so people can avoid that. But for me personally, watching that, and there's this woman that I met in I want to say Chicago, or was it LA? I'm not sure if it was LA or Chicago, Miss Pearl. And if I could find her book, I bought 5 or 7 of her books about the history of medical experimentation on Black women in this country. And a lot of what we know about the human body and how it works comes from the exploitation of Black women and pain and suffering of Black women. And watching my grandma's experience with type 2 diabetes and then the end when she was home on hospice care, that is why I changed my eating habits, because it wasn't that hard. It's, I don't want that for my life, right? I didn't choose to be on this planet, but since I'm here, I would prefer not to experience this life experience in pain. So I changed. For some people, it's not that important to them. Maybe they hear other people talking about it and they feel like they should be into it or they should do something. Maybe you don't have to, because honestly, change doesn't happen without a motivator. Change is hard. Making change is really hard. And if you don't have a reason why, you're not going to do it. What's willpower? What's willpower, right? That's the whole reason. It was watching her and knowing I didn't want pain, why I went vegan, but then I gained weight as a vegan. I never wanted to be chubby or fat. I don't find that attractive for myself. I don't feel comfortable. I like when I look in the mirror, I'm attracted to me. And I didn't like that I was gaining weight. Yes, I was concerned about the health aspect. I also, it was vanity too. And there's vanity at play for me up until a certain point. I don't need a bikini body. I'm very much attracted to some women out there who are doing the bodybuilding thing. And I think that's great. It like that look of power in the body as a woman, I find very inspirational, because it's less about the body, but more about what it takes mentally to get to that body. Like you made a decision. You were so convicted in that you took the steps, the diligent daily steps to make that happen. And in that aspect, it's really inspirational to me. Those women, like they, just looking at them, they look very driven, right? They have a goal, they get that goal, and you can literally see it on them. And that's inspirational to me. But willpower alone would never get me there, because in order for me to get somewhere, I have to actually want it. So everything that I have right now is because I wanted it. There's no willpower. Some of it to a certain extent, certain things like when dealing with cravings for foods that are unhealthy, that you're trying to extricate yourself from that bad relationship with that food, there's a certain element of willpower that comes in. Those are like momentary things, but the lifestyle is a more of a longer experience that willpower alone is not going to be sufficient. It's not. And if you think that you don't have the willpower to change your eating habits, forget about willpower. One, you need a why. You need a vision for your life. You need a why. Why is being a high raw vegan important for the goals that you have for your life? Why taking care of your mental health, physically, psychologically, spiritually, socially, why is that important for the vision you have for your life? Once you're clear about those things, willpower is a non-issue, right? You just need to get clear. And how you get clear, you actually need to calm down from life and take quiet time out, right? Have some reflective time, journal. What do you want? Just sit in quietness, meditate, connect within. What is it that you want in this life, out of life, right? And then what do you need to do in order to get what you want? I hope this has been helpful. And until next time, have a blessed day.